Yeah, thanks, Jason. Thanks for leading us. Thanks, everyone, for being here and helping walk through the first awkward Sunday inside. I said to our small group that, yeah, we're here. We're figuring it out together. And I just encourage you to continue to be here and help us figure it out together, what it looks like to be together in this time. But thanks for continuing to walk with us as we figure out how we can be together to worship God and love each other well. That's our goal in all of this. And so yeah, we got some good questions from our announcement. I sent a follow-up email, and I just appreciate people trying to figure it out. I'm trying to figure it out too. And we're going to try to figure it out together, how we can be together. So keep talking to us, keep praying for us, and let's keep bringing our hearts to say we are fundamentally on this earth to love God, love people, and our church family is one piece of that. And what does that look like together? So thanks. We are planning to stay outside. The rain was a little bit up, put us up in the air this morning, but if you don't hear anything, we'll still be in the pavilion until further notice. So that is kind of the general plan. Just want to clarify that. And I want to say a huge thank you. And a round of applause would be in order for Nathan Rank, who has been doing a lot of work to keep us inside, outside, live, thank you so much, Nathan. Incredible work. All right, we're going to go on a journey today. We're looking at the Psalm of Ascents. And the Psalm of Ascents is all about journey. As Marianne said, we're not sure if it's a journey up the steps, a journey up to Jerusalem, a metaphorical journey up to God. We don't know. Nobody really knows exactly where this came from. The general sense is that it's probably up to Jerusalem as they went on a pilgrimage. But there's lots of theories of how these psalms came into being. But what's not what's not up in the air is that these are about a journey. And so we're going to look at them as a journey. We're going to take a journey this morning through a couple of these different psalms. Because one of the things that psalms do, as we've been talking about, is they help us to experience all the different emotions and experiences of our lives in a way that allows God to come into those experiences. And that's what these Psalms of Ascents do as well. Now, if you were able to read this week, Psalm 120 to 130, they actually go to 134, but we're following our 10 Psalm a week here. And so we're going to look at a couple of those. As we go on this journey. And the goal of this journey this morning is to help us reflect on what is and where I am. Often in church, we talk about what should be, where we should go, or where we should be. And that's important. But it's also equally important to spend time just reflecting on where I'm actually at. What is my experience today, or this week, or this month, or this year? And how is God a part of that or not? How do I allow God to be part of that or not? So if you have your Bibles, you can keep it open. We're going to start in 120. And give a little space, again, for this kind of reflective. So this sermon is going to be a little more reflective. I'm going to give you a word and a verse from a psalm as we go from 120 to 128. And you're just going to have a little time to reflect on a couple questions. How are you experiencing this? How have you experienced this? And how is God a part of that experiencing it? I think it was Socrates who gave us the famous line that has been often repeated, the unexamined life is not worth living. This morning we want to examine our lives a little bit using the Psalms. And it's one of the reasons we've said many times, and many of us have acknowledged that busyness is one of the key hindrances to our spiritual life, especially in our culture and subculture. Every culture has their main hindrances, and busyness is one of those for us. And one reason why busyness is such an issue for us is because it makes us feel and look so good. But it can cause us to miss how God is present in all that we're doing. And so this morning, again, we want to take a step back. Not just run and think a new thought or learn a new thing, but think, use these psalms to help us think about where we are and where God is inviting us, and how God is a part of our journey. So it's going to take some work It's going to take reflective muscles. Everybody, close your eyes and find those reflective muscles in your brain. How are they feeling this morning? Are they sore because you've been reflecting too much? Are they feeling good and strong because you've reflected on your life in a good way and it's helped you move forward? Are they feeling weak and atrophied because you haven't had time to think? We're going to use those muscles this morning so you can open your eyes. And as we go through this reflection, you can close your eyes or open them, whatever's helpful for you. But we're going to walk through. You can imagine yourself on a train or a horse or a sports car or a motorcycle or a donkey, whatever your favorite mode of travel is. And we're going to have different stops along the way as we go through these Psalms. Again, asking God to help us understand where we're at and where He's inviting us in our present reality. So Psalm 120. We're going to do 8 stops. The first one is going to be Psalm 120. Like I said, there's going to be a word for each psalm. And I'll read a couple verses from one of the psalms. And then I'll give you a couple questions to reflect on. And then I'll read all that again slowly. Give a couple minutes to reflect. And then we'll move on. So if it helps to write, some people find reflecting with writing is better. Some people find just sitting and allowing God to speak. But however that works for you, feel free to enter into it. I'm going to have a big sign for each word, so at least you have something to focus on and kind of allow your mind to think about as we go through. All right, so in our house, we watch a lot of Cat in the Hat. Anybody else watch Cat in the Hat? Does anybody know what happens when they start their journeys? The song. Can we do that song? Go, 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 go on an adventure. All right. So that's what we're doing. We're going to go on an adventure. All right. So Psalm 120. First stop on this train is distress. Distress. Psalm 120, verses 1 and then 5. I call on the Lord in my distress, and He answers me. Verse 5, woe to me that I dwell in Meshech, that I live among the tents of Kedar. What or who is causing you distress now? What has caused you distress recently?
The virus.
Yeah, lots of distress. And what does it look like to call out to God in your distress? Let's just take a few minutes and reflect. Once again, the stop is distress. Psalm 120, I call on the Lord in my distress, and He answers me. But woe to me that I dwell in Meshech, that I live among the tents of Kedar. Take a little time to reflect. Who or what is causing you distress? And what does it look like to call out to God? Let's take a couple minutes of quiet, reflect on that. What or who causes you distress? What does it look like to call out to God? I'm going to keep going through these, but if there's one that feels like, man, you can stay on the stress if you're God speaking or that feels important to you in this season. But we're going to get on board, and we're going to the second stop, which is help. Psalm 121:1-2. I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. In what area do you need help right now? Are there false places that you've been looking to for help? How have you or are you experiencing God's help in your present situation? Our second stop is help. I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. In what areas do you need help today? What false places, maybe, have you looked to for help? And how have you or are you experiencing God's help these days?
Every day we pray for help and strength to do the duties we have before us.
God's help through strength and energy for the duties before us.
Do we actually believe verse 7 of 121?
Jay gives us a challenge. We believe verse 7. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. In what areas do you need help? What false places have you looked to for help? How do you experience God's help? Going to stop number 3. You can stay there if you want to keep thinking about it. Stop number 3 is rejoice. Psalm 122. I rejoiced with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing in your gates, Jerusalem. What or who causes you to rejoice? How has God's presence in your life caused you to rejoice? Third stop is rejoice. Psalm 122, 1 and 2. I rejoiced with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing in your gates, Jerusalem. What or who causes you to rejoice these days? How has God's presence in your life caused you to rejoice? Go to the fourth stop. Dependence. Psalm 123, verse 2. As the eyes of slaves look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a female slave look to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God till he shows us mercy. In what ways do you feel most dependent on God these days? How does it make you feel to realize your dependence on God? Dependence, Psalm 123, verse 2. As the eyes of slaves look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a female slave look to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God, so he shows us his mercy. In what ways do you feel most dependent on God? How does it make you feel to realize your dependence on God? Moving on to our fifth stop. Fifth stop is rescue. Psalm 124, 2, 3, and 6. The Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us. They would have swallowed us alive when their anger flared against us. Praise the Lord, he who has not let us be torn by their teeth. In what ways have you experienced God rescuing you from a situation, from your own desires, or from another person? Rescue. Psalm 124, 2, 3, and 6. If the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive. Praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be torn by our teeth. In what ways have you experienced God rescuing you from a situation, from yourself, or from another person? Stop number six, unshakable. Psalm 125. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken, but endures forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forevermore. When have you felt the unshakable strength of the Lord holding you fast? Give thanks for his strength in your life. Where do you need to feel that strength today? Unshakable. Psalm 125, 1 and 2. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken but endures forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forevermore. When have you felt the unshakable strength of the Lord holding you fast? Give thanks for his strength. Where do you need to feel that strength? More. Number seven. It's hope. Psalm 126, 3, 4, and 5. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow in tears will reap the song of joy. What tears are you sowing these days? What hope are you holding? Hope. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Tears are you sowing? What hope are you holding? Final stop is blessing. Psalm 128, 5 and 6. May the Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you live to see your children's children. Peace be on Israel. What are the blessings you see the Lord pouring into your life? What are the blessings he is giving you to speak over others? Our last stop is blessing. Psalm 128, 5 and 6. May the Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you live to see your children's children. Peace be on this. What are the blessings you see the Lord pouring into your life? And what are the blessings he is giving you to speak over others?
Thank you, Lord. I forgot to say this in the beginning, but I do want to give a little bit of space. I don't know if that was a new exercise. I've never really done a sermon quite like that before. A little more reflective, but I wonder if anybody has any thoughts. What thoughts, feelings, emotions? Was there a specific word that really spoke to you? Was there a way that God, you felt like God was speaking to you in this time, or is something you were thinking or feeling?
Last one you were saying about having a blessing.
Yeah.
Verse 6 of 128. It's saying about you will live to see your children's children.
Mm.
I had mentioned this in Sunday school. If we don't have our children, our grandchildren at church, that is a future of the church.
Yeah.
And here is this there's saying right there.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, so both physically and spiritually. The blessing of seeing the next generations come up is one of the greatest blessings of life.
That's better when you have great grandchildren.
And when you have children's children's children, John says, is even better. Amen. He also felt that the Lord was speaking during this time.
Yeah, so three words kind of combined. But dependence on God, so we can have an unshakable faith.
Mm. Those three words, dependence on God, so that we can have unshakable hope.
I love the twofold nature of blessing. So receiving blessings from God and giving blessings from God.
Yeah, Sandy mentioned about the twofold nature of blessing, receiving blessing from God, letting that flow out of us to others, being a blessing to others. Yeah, those things always go together in God's ways.
Thinking about the power of the words we speak, you had also said that with the blessing, what has he given us to speak?
Right.
So how often are you speaking more than just giving the giving, but the power of the word?
Yeah, the power of our blessing words, blessing people with God's truths and purposes. Hope. Yeah, those words are so important. Well, I encourage you, if there was a word that stuck out to you in all of those, you felt like God was speaking to the fifth time today, just continue to sit with that. What is God forming in me about one of these words, or how do I need to experience God in one of these things? Because again, the Psalms help us to
have words to express what we're feeling and experiencing in a way that points those feelings and experience to God, whether it's the greatest things in life, the worst things in life, or just kind of the average day. The Psalms help carry those experiences to God so that God doesn't just become a sideshow in our lives, but all of our experiences lead us deeper and deeper into Him, who He is, and what He does. Let's pray together. I'm so grateful, God, this morning for your grace and presence in our lives, that you are a rescuer. Words ringing in my ears, Lord, that you are our rescuer in every situation, Lord. You come, you're with us, and lead us deeper into your life, your abundant life, as we talked about in some of this morning. So we just welcome that leading deeper into each of our lives. And I pray that each person here, whatever they find themselves in or in the mix of all the states that we're so often in at one time, that you would be a part, that you would teach us how to allow you to come into each one of those pieces and fill our lives afresh. Forgive us when we kick you out of parts of our lives, Lord, because it doesn't fit or we don't know what to do with it. And give us grace to receive you into every part of our life, every experience. You so long to be with us in every experience. And we so need you in every experience. So lead us deeper into that, I pray. That's my blessing over each of us here. However we're listening in other places, may the grace and peace of God be so evident in every experience, every relationship, in our coming in and our going out, both now and forevermore. We praise and honor you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Thanks again, everybody, for being here. Again, next week, our plan is to be outside again. Hopefully, the weather will cooperate with that. Prayer on Tuesday and on Friday, as usual. So, I'll continue to love God and love each other well and find our way forward in all the chaos of this day and the chaos that always does.